What did you learn in the first half where he had six catches to the second where he had one?
You know, I just kept telling myself that's why this is a 60-minute game. That's why there's four quarters. The first half, I already knew Alshon was one of the top receivers in the league. I knew he was going to give me a good game. I didn't really have an answer for the comebacks in the first half. I kind of felt like he was pushing off a little bit. It is what it is. They weren't getting caught. I don't make excuses. So I just kept telling myself, keep fighting, keep competing. The second half, don't let him catch nothing on you. I really kept telling myself that in my head. And like you said, I think first half, six catches, 90 yards. He gave me the business. Second half, I had it in my mind, like, I won't let my teammates down. I won't allow this to happen. Second half, I think helping them one catch, 3 yards or something like that.
Tell me about that play at the end. Did you see that coming?
Yeah, I did. I saw it coming. Once they got stacked a little bit, I had to play off, which, I mean, everybody knows it's not what I prefer to play off when it's crunch time, but once I saw him pushing upfield, I said, okay, I'm going to kind of sit a little bit for these comebacks and stuff that he's been doing. And once he planted, I just drove. Saw the ball, drove. I wish I could have came up with the pick, but either way, sealed the game. That's why it's not always about how you start, but about how you finish.
It's going to sound trite, but that's what I was going to, and that is that this team just never stops.
We won't stop. Everybody, we fight for each other. We never want to let each other down. We never want to let our coaches down. Give God all the glory, and we just keep playing and fighting.
All you've ever done is win in your football career. Was today a winning moment for this team, break the glass ceiling, so to speak?
A win is a win at the end of the day. We know it was pretty sloppy. We know we can. We have a lot of corrections to make, and we can get better. And we'll do that this week and going on forward. But a win is a win at the end of the day. We're happy.